SBS Radio.
Wadamooli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, an interview with Bobby Sue, TAFE New South Wales Aboriginal Engagement Officer. And TAFE are helping the Kanjilla Boys Home with education, a new engaging literacy program being delivered at Kanjilla Boys Home, Aboriginal Corporation in Redfern, Sydney.
So Bobby Sue, proud Nimba woman, I'm a part of the Aboriginal Education and Engagement Team at TAFE New South Wales.
So can you tell me please, Bobby Sue, how did this program first come about for the uncles at Kanjilla Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation?
So Kanjilla Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation had reached out to TAFE New South Wales, and you know, after several discussions it was evident that there was a real need for foundational literacy skills with the uncles and the descendants. You know, Kanjilla Boys Home was established to help restore and reconstruct the identity of our Aboriginal men who were forcibly removed from their homes. So, you know, with these past experiences in mind and what the uncles had been through, it really signified the importance of how we worked with this cohort and how TAFE New South Wales, you know, would provide them with a better outlook on education. You know, we used a tailored approach and showed great understanding and empathy for their past experiences.
And how do you tailor a special literacy program for these uncles?
So what we did, you know, initially with that understanding and that knowledge of their background experiences, it was really important for us to just have a few days where we were simply just trying to build relationships with the uncles and descendants, you know, creating that safe space and that trusting environment. You know, and building rapport was very important to us in those earlier stages, you know, bearing in mind that with their negative experiences that they have had in an education system. So a lot of, you know, those early beginning stages were just solely focusing on building those relationships. You know, just getting to know the uncles, hearing their stories and just yarning to them, you know, helped us build trust. Because, you know, TAFE New South Wales is one of the biggest RTOs and, you know, education for a lot of our mob can be seen in a negative light. So I wanted to, you know, provide that trusting and respecting learning environment for the uncles. You know, it was evident when we first started the course, you know, we had little numbers and some uncles and descendants were reluctant to come into the room. But, you know, we were consistent. We showed up every week regardless of the numbers. And now, you know, it's progressed so far that the uncles are coming in early. They're ready for their learning. And they're just happy to be there, you know, because they're now at that critical stage where they've started taking more control of their learning, and they're the drivers, you know, and they're more ambitious towards their goals, and each they're becoming more confident and showing independence to their own learning. So each week that grows, you know, we first started off just wanting to highlight literacy, you know, reading and writing, basic skills. You know, we've moved on to digital literacy, we've moved on to family research, and just small things that a lot of, because each of the uncles and descendants had individual goals, and that was the way we tailored the course. So we really wanted to specifically target each of their individual goals. You know, some had goals that where they wanted to get a license, you know, they wanted to be able to read and write to get a license. And then you had some that just wanted to be able to pay their bills or fill out a form. And, you know, that those day-to-day things can just will greatly impact us. Yeah, it's good that now they're at this stage, they're confident, they're comfortable, and they're able to progress more towards their end goal, but they're achieving so much more as well in this course, you know. It's come so far from just being a literacy course. It's really just created more outcomes and more learning experiences for them, you know, which is going to ripple out into community, and, you know, they're going to be positive role models in our community, and that education is going to be seen in a different light. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I liked what you said a little bit earlier on in our conversation, how you spent much time first before going into the program, developing trust with these uncles, of course, because they were put into a boys' home. And my mother suffered a similar fate, was put into a girls' dormitory home. And that in turn, into the future, developed a lot of trust issues as well. So I really applaud you for taking that time with the uncles to build up those relationships, which I think is really important for us all to move forward, sis.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was just that collaboration that we had. And TAFE New South Wales and Kinshaw Boys Home, we just really came together. We understood each other. There was no, okay, this is, it wasn't like a dictatorship. This is what we're doing. Everyone follow us. It wasn't, you know, it was more, we're learning from the uncles and descendants every day. You know, they teach us more than what we teach them.
And what do the uncles teach you, can I ask?
they teach us a lot about our history, you know, because it's been told in such raw and emotion kind of environment. So each time when we go into the sessions, a lot of our sessions are built around finding out their family history and their identity. So that's where we underpin our literacy program, through those experiences. So, you know, they're taking us on that journey for their healing process. And it's, you know, I'm privileged to be a part of that. And, you know, our teachers that are in there with them every day are also inspired and privileged by, you know, their journeys and how far they come, how resilient we are as people. You know, they teach us so much, and simple things that you can't be just taught from a textbook.
I totally understand, sis. And what is it about your job working as an Aboriginal Education and Engagement Coordinator for TAFE New South Wales, working with the uncles? What's one of the most special parts about your job?
I think the most important thing about my job is changing the way education is seen out in community, because it's important for each of us to have a better education, you know, for simple things of getting a job or, you know, breaking down those barriers and those cycles for our mob out in community and creating those better outcomes and opportunities. So it's very important to me because, you know, with my experience of education in a remote community, it wasn't a very good experience. And I know a lot of other people, you know, have been through similar situations where they've sat in a classroom and the teacher didn't want to listen to them or didn't understand their learning styles or, you know, couldn't be bothered just for the simple fact. So, you know, I feel like my role is really important when we go out into community and we build these courses for our mob to have that background understanding of what we go through as people in the education system, you know, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Is there anything else you'd like to perhaps add to our conversation, something I might have missed today, sis?
I think I just really wanted to highlight, you know, I guess what my biggest highlight and achievement for the uncles and descendants is their confidence in their learning, you know. You know, when we focused our delivery for literacy, like I said, We go in each week and we reassess each week. You know, we don't have a set plan on what we do. Obviously, we want to follow literacy patterns there, but we are driven by them and where they want to take this course. And that's the glory of it. There's no assessments attached to this course, so you know, we can extend it at any time depending on where they're sitting, if they need more time working on their goals. You know, it's very open-ended and it's specialised to that cohort. And I think that's one of the things that I wanted to highlight about TAFE New South Wales is that, you know, the education system has come so far and, you know, we are now providing a tailored approach when designing courses out in community. And we ensure that we target community needs. We're basing that on, you know, a holistic approach to our learning for mob, you know, and I hope we can continue to have these relationships out in community to better prosper our mob.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.